God. God gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, Hungry for the Holy Spirit. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
There are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of administration or ministries, but the same Lord. There are diversities of operation, but it's the same God which works all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. Who can have these in their life? Every man. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom. To another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. Somebody say, word of wisdom. Word of knowledge. Oh, I like it. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, the gifts of healing by the same Spirit. To another, the working of miracles. Somebody say it out loud. Working of miracles. Gifts of healings. Faith. Oh, we're hungry for it. To another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another divers kinds of tongues, to another interpretation of tongues. Say, I'm hungry for those two. We want more of them. Further, higher, greater manifestations of all of these. We covet them earnestly. He said, but all these worketh that one and the selfsame Spirit, dividing to who? Who? That's the second time he said that phrase. To every man severally or individually as he wills. So who can have these manifested in their life? Are you an every man? Are you one of those? Then can you have? Now you don't tell the Lord, you know, well, I want you to use me just like this. No, let him manifest it as he wills. And he said to one is going to be like this, to another, so it's not going to be the same, like cookie cutter with everybody. But all of us have a right to hunger for them. Yes. And you know, I'm hungry to see them manifested, whether it's through you or me. Yes. Would you be hungry like that? See, he's not just writing to John Smith in the church at Corinth. He's writing to the church. Yes. At Corinth, all of you desire these things. And so, it doesn't have to be through me. If it comes through you and somebody gets a miracle, I'm happy about it. If it didn't come through you or me, but it comes through our brother or our sister, and somebody got their answer, somebody got delivered, somebody got helped, somebody got healed, then what does it matter that it didn't come through me? What matters is it happened. We're hungry for it to happen, not just through us individually. But of course, all of us need to be ready and know how to yield and respond and let him use any of us, any way, any time, as he wills, as it pleases him. Now, we said these manifestations fall logically into three groups. Revelation manifestations, power manifestations, and utterance manifestations. Three of these do something. Three of these reveal something. And three of these say something. The utterance ones are tongues, interpretation of tongues, prophecy. He said, covet earnestly the greatest or the best gifts. Well, the greatest of those three would be prophecy. The manifestations that are power, the gift of faith, working the miracles, gifts of healings. These all do something. They work a miracle. They heal a body. They affect a miracle. Well, of those, faith would be the greatest. We'll be talking about this more as we have time, as the Lord leads us. Three of them are revelation manifestations. Word of wisdom, word of knowledge, discerning of spirits. And of these three, the greatest is the word of wisdom. Word of wisdom entails the plan and understanding and will of God pertaining to the future. Well, what's more valuable than that? Well, we've talked about word of wisdom. We've talked about word of knowledge. But we haven't talked much about discerning the spirits. Are you ready to go into that one tonight? Let's go into this. Let's talk about discerning of spirits. Look at the text here again now. Make sure we know what we're talking about. Chapter 12 and verse 10. He said to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits. Say those three words. Let's make sure we know what the Bible said to us. Discerning of spirits. Say it one more time. Discerning of spirits. Now, the reason I take time to say that is because there's a lot of, when the Lord said, I don't want you ignorant of these, why would he say that? Because there's a lot of ignorance about these things and a lot of confusion. And you hear people say, well, I have the gift of discernment. There is no such gift mentioned. I have discerning of demons. You don't find that in the Bible. What does it say? Discerning of spirits, plural. Discerning, if you look up that word, there are two chief meanings in it. One of them means to look at, or to see or look intently at. And I believe that's the strongest definition of this word in this passage. The other one, to discern, means a distinguishing. Distinguishing. Two words, to look at, to distinguish. Now, what are we looking at and distinguishing? Spirits. Spirits. This is not the gift of fault finding. I mean, there's unsaved folk got that. And like we said, it's not the gift of discernment. That's not in the scripture. And nobody has these gifts that they possess like personal property that they can turn off and on at whim. That's just not the way these work. All these worketh that one and the selfsame spirit, dividing the manifestation of it to every man as he wills. As he will. This one is the looking at and the distinguishing of what?
Spirit.
Spirit. Let's say that out loud. The looking at.
The looking at.
The distinguishing of.
The distinguishing of.
Spirits.
Spirits.
Spirits. Now, what is a spirit? Somebody said, well, it's a devil. No, not just. You are a spirit. I am a spirit. God is a spirit. The Holy Spirit. Obviously, spirit. Jesus is a spirit. Angels are spirits. And the devil and demons. Spirits. All spirits. Now, when we say spirit, what is that? Because there's a lot of folk don't even believe in what we're talking about now. All they believe in is what they can see and feel and measure with an instrument. If they can't see it under a microscope or through a telescope, if they can't put it in a test tube, then it doesn't exist. And yet, if you believe the Bible, you have to believe in the realm of spirits. Is there another realm besides this right here? Is there, you know, whatever word you want to use for another dimension, another realm? Turn to John 4, please. John 4 and 23. Jesus said the hour comes and now is, John 4:23, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. for the Father seeks such to worship Him. God is a spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. Say spirit.
Spirit.
God is what?
Spirit.
He's a spirit. Well, if you don't believe in spirits, you don't believe in God. And you see philosophers, you see skeptics, you see atheists shouting, "Where is God?" It's a figment of weak people's imagination. There is no God. Why do they say that? Because they are carnal, fleshly, natural people and don't even realize that they themselves are a spirit. Are you a spirit?
Yes.
Or are you just another animal? Are you just a brain and a body? See, our young people are taught in universities that they'll hold a molding of a brain, or in medical school, an actual article, and go, "Isn't it amazing what has come out of these 3 pounds of gray matter?" And everything a person is right here in this little handful of tissue. Absolutely not. If somebody surgically removed your brain, you are still you. And you still have your mind. So how can you have your mind and you ain't got a brain? Because they're not the same. I said, they're not the same. Now, it'd be a problem because you couldn't express yourself through your physical body. You need your brain. Outside of a miracle, God could do it. Right? But normally, you need your brain. But it's amazing how, foolish and arrogant people are. If they'd just be honest, researchers would know they quickly get to a place they can't explain. Oh, we understand all about the human being. We understand that from certain regions of the brain, there's involuntary constriction of the heart muscles and the lungs and all that. Okay, fine. It comes from that region of the brain. It flows through the nervous system. The muscles constrict, everything. Where does it come from to get to there? Huh? Got to come from somewhere to get to there. Well, they can't answer that. But we can. Because we got the book. That's got the answers and instructions. Where does it come from? Spirit. Spirit. Spirit is reality.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Discerning of Spirits, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1304H. That's R1304H. And the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 9 and 11. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.